are listening to the KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, April 7th, 2016. I'm Laura Palmisano. Tuesday was Election Day in Colorado, and now results are in. Jake Ryan joins me for a recap of what happened in the KVNF listening area.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, Jake.
So, spring 2016 municipal elections. Voters in more than 100 communities across Colorado went to the polls. They voted for city councilors and town board members and decided on a number of ballot questions. In the KVNF listening area, Delta County had the most towns casting ballots.
We'll start with the city of Delta, where Gerald E. Roberts ran unopposed for District B. Christopher Ryan beat Wilford Matthews for the at-large council seat. Over in Cedar Edge, unofficial results show Gene Welsh defeated Raymond Hansen in the race for mayor. There were also three spots open on the Board of Trustees, but only Robert Michael and Dayton Myers ran. The pair are now on the board, but a vacancy remains.
Nearby Orchard City also has a new mayor. Ken Volglemore beat Jan Gage. They were both competing for a vacancy created by outgoing Mayor Don Supas, who is now running for county commissioner. On their board, there were four vacancies and four candidates. Dick Kirkpatrick, Thomas Hoorkamp, Ginny Thomason, and Craig Fuller are all now board members. Orchard City didn't just elect officials, they also decided on high-speed internet. A state law prevents towns from developing internet capabilities, but voters can decide to overturn it. Residents did exactly that, by a margin of over 500 votes. Orchard City will now have more leeway in providing broadband access.
Pot was on the ballot in Hotchkiss. Voters said no to both recreational and medical marijuana businesses. Additionally, six people ran for four open Board of Trustees seats. Incumbents Larry Jakubiak and James Roberts were reelected. Mary Hockenberry and John Marta are the board's two newest members. Over in Crawford, unofficial election results show Wanda Gofforth beating Gil Saunders by just two votes. That could change in the coming days, however, as the town waits for signatures on three ballots to be verified. Six candidates also ran for four open spots on the town's board. Chris Waters, John Patton, Tammy Broughton, and incumbent Hetty Todd won.
In Paonia, unopposed Charles Stewart will be the new mayor. The town also had nine people running for just three seats. The top vote-getters were Karen Budinger, William Baer, and Bill Bruner. The third slot was a close race, with Bruner beating contender Chelsea Bookout by three votes. Because Bruner and Bookout were so close, less than half of 1% of the votes, an automatic recount is triggered. That might not even happen, though. It's because of the same factor that you mentioned, Laura, rejected ballots. Seven ballots in Paonia had some sort of discrepancy and were set aside, uncounted. Those voters have to get their ballots verified immediately. The third seat on Paonia's Board of Trustees could be determined by those seven people. And in a way, there's also a fourth open seat in Paonia. Stewart is currently a trustee, so when he is sworn in as mayor, the newly elected board will appoint someone else to fill his spot.
In the city of Montrose, Roy Anderson and Judy Ann Files both ran unopposed. Dave Bowman beat Marge Morgenstern for the at-large city council seat. Over in Ridgeway, Mayor John Clark ran unopposed, and four people competed for three Board of Trustee positions. Rob Austin and incumbents Candida Gold and Nick Williams won. Finally, in Lake City, five people ran for four open seats on the town's board. Jeff Heaton, Marty Priest, Henry Woods, and incumbent Jod Hollingsworth won.
All right, that should cover it. For those contested races, we should know the official results when the dust settles late next week.
Thanks, Jake.
My pleasure.
Republican activists are gathering in Colorado Springs this Saturday for the state GOP convention. The party will elect delegates to attend the Republican National Convention in Cleveland in July. Senator Ted Cruz is confirmed to attend, while John Kasich and Donald Trump announced they won't be coming. Binta Berkland spoke with the state party chairman, Steve House, about the next step in the process.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be there.
Colorado has 37 total national delegates, and 13 will be selected at this weekend's state convention. Describe what's going to take place on Saturday.
We do have 37 delegates, 34 that we elect. Six have already been elected. They were elected last Saturday. There will be another 15 elected on Thursday and Friday. And then on Saturday, we will elect the final 13 at-large delegates. On Saturday, we will go through a process where we have the opening, you go through procedural stuff, and then we'll entertain the 10 U.S. Senate candidates that are on the assembly slate. They will speak, be nominated, ask for votes, et cetera. Then we'll hear from the presidential candidates that are going to be there and or their surrogates. And then we will have the national delegate candidates speak. We will vote for 13 to be delegates and 13 to be alternates. And that ballot will be counted, and those folks will then go on to Cleveland.
Colorado will have some big names speaking to delegates. How pivotal a role do you think Colorado's 37 delegates will play in the national election?
We could be the final votes or delegates for any given campaign. When you're talking about having to get 1,237 delegates, and we are 37 of those, clearly we play a fairly pivotal role in the total process, especially given that this is a potentially contested convention where 10 delegates, 15 delegates, 20 delegates could make the difference.
Right now, Texas Senator Ted Cruz is the favorite. He's expected to come away with a win in Colorado in terms of the total number of delegates. Why do you think that is?
I'm not so sure that I would agree that he's the overall favorite. I think he's done fairly well in the first two congressional district assemblies, but who knows how it's going to play out from here. I mean, I think you have to factor in where the districts are, what are their demographic makeups, you know, who appeals to who. I mean, I think those folks who have been out on the ground here creating momentum for Ted have been great, and we saw that on Saturday. But I can't tell you that I believe it'll continue like that through the weekend. But I certainly think him appearing live at the assembly will help him.
How many of Colorado's national delegates will be pledged to a specific candidate? And then if they're not pledged, we'll still basically have a pretty good sense about who they're voting for because they're saying, I'm going to support this person even if they don't want to be pledged. Is that accurate?
I think it's going to be greater than half, but I'm guessing it won't be every one of the delegates. The unpledged delegates will make a commitment to a candidate somewhere around the time of the first ballot when we get in Cleveland. I don't think any of them have to do it before then. But you're right. Some of them, after getting phone calls from one of the campaigns, may say, I'm going to be a Trump delegate even though I'm unpledged. And that means that I will sign something when I get to Cleveland saying that I'm voting for that candidate. It won't mean that they will be pledged prior to them, because if you're unpledged when you walk away on Saturday and you're a delegate to Cleveland from our delegation, there's no way for you to become a pledged delegate.
Do you think it will be a contested convention this summer?
And I think the odds are growing. I think it's better than a 50% chance now. This is a presidential election. Strange things happen.
So it might make it more interesting for Colorado delegates to the national convention if there is a second ballot.
We certainly would have a completely unpledged or unbound, if you will, delegation going into the second ballot. And people wanted to change their minds, that's when they would do it.
Thanks, Steve. We appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure.
That was Republican State Party Chairman Steve House. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
That was the regional newscast from KVNF. I'm Laura Palmisano.